earlier that we're going to be talking about, or we're going to be praying about our children. We're going to be praying for our children. Oh my God. Thank you, Auntie Esther, for joining. We're going to be praying for our children this February with scriptures. So if you're joining me today, I say a big welcome to you, and then I'm grateful and I thank God for your life. So without further ado, I would like to say a short prayer so that we can begin. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for this evening. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon our life. We're committing ourselves into your hands as we come together today to pray scriptures over our children. May you empower us. May you help us to be focused. May you direct us, and then you help us so that we'll be able to pray, and at the end, we will glorify your name. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight, our first scripture that we are going to be using, it's in Psalm 127 verse 3. I'll be posting it in the comments section. Psalm 127 verse 3. I'm trying to be multitasking. I'm not a computer savvy, but God will help us. Amen. Psalm 127 verse 3. Psalm 127 verse 3. Okay, I'm reading from the Christian Standard Version. Bible says that sons are indeed a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward. The King James Version says children are indeed a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward. Hallelujah. So tonight we are going to pray and thank God that He's been able to help us and give us children. And those of us who don't even have children, we are entrusting God to give us children. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Maximil. Thank you, Amabagel. Thank you, Blissfully Wedded. Thank you for joining us. So we are going to start our tonight's prayers by thanking God for the lives of our children. If you don't have a child, we are just going to thank God and believing in God that He's going to give us children also. So tonight, we're going to enter into a time of prayer. Our Lord and Master Jesus, we want to thank you this evening. We thank you for the lives of our children. We are grateful unto you, O God, for the lives of our children. The children that you have bestowed upon us, we are grateful. We thank you, Elohim. We thank you, everyone that is joining us tonight. I thank you for the lives of their children. I thank you for the lives of their sons and their daughters. I thank you for the lives of their nieces, their nephews. I thank you for the lives of their cousins. Any child that is around us, we thank you for their life. We thank you for the grace of God upon their life. We thank you for the lives of the children that you have given us, oh God. We appreciate the gifts that you have given us. We are believing in you, oh God, for those that are earnestly seeking from you, O God, to give them the fruit of the womb. Father, we thank you, O God. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Spirit Divine, for the lives of our children. We thank you for the lives of our nieces and our nephews. We thank you, O God, for the lives of our grandchildren. We thank you, Spirit Divine, every child that you have bestowed on us, O God, every child that is around us, we say thank you. We say thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So Psalm 127 verse 3 says that children are indeed a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward. So we are thanking God that indeed our children are a heritage. The word heritage is a big word. Heritage from the Lord. So it's everlasting. It doesn't go away. So we are securing our heritage. That is our children. We are securing them into the hands of the Lord. We are praying that God has given them to us. So we are thanking Him for that, and then we are committing them into the hands of the Lord that indeed they are our heritage. May He, God, take absolute control over the lives of our children. We are praying. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, O God. We thank you that indeed our children are a heritage from you, an offspring. Father, we thank you for the lives of the children that you have given us. We are grateful unto your name, O God, that your children are a heritage, indeed a heritage from the Lord. We thank you, O God, that our children are indeed a heritage from you. We are grateful, O God, for the lives of our children. We thank you, Spirit Divine, that our children are indeed a reward from you, O God. So, Father, we entrust this reward into your hands, that, my God, you will take absolute control over the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you take absolute control over the lives of this heritage that you have bestowed upon us. Please mention your children's name, oh God. Please mention your children's name. Oh Lord, I pray and I commit Eliora into your hands, oh God. Eliora is a heritage from the Lord. Father, I pray and I commit Jael into your hands. Jael is a heritage from you, oh God. Father, I pray and I commit Gideon into your hands. Gideon is a heritage from you, oh God. Father, I pray and I commit Asher into your hands. Asher is indeed a heritage from you, oh God. Father, I entrust their lives into your hands. I entrust everybody that is joining us this evening, the lives of their children, into your hands, oh God, that you would take absolute control. Father, we pray, oh God, we present them to you, oh God, as Hannah presented her child Samuel to you. This evening, we present our children to you. Father, if they are indeed a heritage from you, oh God, a reward from the Lord, we pray, oh God, that we entrust their life into your hands, that you, God, would take absolute control over their life in the name of Jesus. Everything that concerns their life, we entrust it into your hands, oh God, that you would take absolute control over their life. May this heritage, oh God, may it dwell under your feet. May the heritage that you have given us, may they walk with you all the days of their life. Father, we pray, oh God, we entrust their life into your hands, oh God. Father, continue to reveal yourself unto them, even as young as they are, even as old as they are. We pray in the name of Jesus, my God. We establish our heritage under your feet in the name of Jesus. On Christ, the solid rock that we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Tonight, we pray in the name of Jesus, my God. May our children, oh God, stand on Christ, the firm foundation, the solid rock, because you are Jehovah Zor, our Jehovah Zor, our Jehovah Zor. We entrust our children before you, oh God. Father, take absolute control over their life. We'll pray in the name of Jesus, my God. We establish them, oh God, under your feet in the name of Jesus. As young and as old that they are, may they walk with you in the name of Jesus. May they walk with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Spirit Divine, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our next scripture is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I believe this is a very common scripture that most of us know. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I'm reading from the Christian Standard Version, and I'll put it in the chat box. Philippians 4, verse 13. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The King James Version says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then the Christian Standard Version says, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. Amen. We as parents, we as grandparents, we as aunties and uncles, tonight we are praying that may God give us the strength to be able to be good parents. May God help us. May God strengthen us in this parenting journey. May He give us the strength. May He give us the grace. Where we need wisdom, may He grant it unto us. Because Bible tells us in James that if anyone of you lacks knowledge, let him ask of me the Lord, who giveth without finding fault. So tonight we are praying. We are asking Elohim to give us the strength, the grace. He says what? We can do all things through Him who gives us strength. So tonight, as a parent, we are praying that God should give us the strength in this parenting journey. May He help us to be able to do this parenting journey. We are praying for His strength. Where we need wisdom, may He grant it unto us. Where we need knowledge and understanding, may He grant it unto us. Where we need grace, because Bible says that what His grace is sufficient for us in our weakness. When all seem lost, when all in the middle, when we don't have nowhere to turn to, may He who is able to give without finding fault, may He grant unto us. May He grant unto us the strength to be able to move through. In our parenting journey, we are praying. Our Father in heaven, we come before your throne of grace this evening. We pray, oh God, that in our parenting journey, we pray, oh God, for your strength. Because Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do this parenting journey through you who strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We can do this through you who strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Father, we need your strength in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We need your strength in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Without you, we can do nothing. So we entrust our life into your hands that you would help us as parents. Give us the strength. Father, give us the strength in our weakness. Give us the strength. Father, we pray, oh God, that you help us. Give us the grace, because Bible tells us that your grace is sufficient for us. We pray, oh God, that you will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. You will give us the strength to be able to move in this our parenting journey. We'll be able to pray for our children. We'll be able to stand for our children. Father, give us the grace. Help us, oh God, in our parenting journey where we lack wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Your word tells us that if we do, we should ask of you. So tonight, my sisters, my brothers, and I are asking from you, oh God, that you grant it unto us in the name of Jesus. Grant it unto us in the name of Jesus that we'll be able to do this parenting. We'll be able to do this parenting in the name of Jesus. We'll be able to do this parenting in the name of Jesus. We seek, oh God, from you, oh God, divine strength, divine wisdom, knowledge and understanding. As we nurture our children, we ask, oh God, wherever that we find ourselves weak, we pray that you strengthen us. Father, if some of us are yelling parents, oh, we pray in the name of Jesus that you help us to use calm and positive way in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We pray, Spirit Divine, those of us that are screaming parents, that you would help us, oh God, to enable us, oh God, to be able to stop screaming. Give us the grace, oh God, that we'll be able to use positive words. We'll be able to use meaningful words for our children. We'll pray in the name of Jesus. Whenever the temptation of yelling and screaming and nagging sets in, we pray for your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, to reflect in our mind. That we'll be able to use positive words in the name of Jesus. We'll be able to talk to them with calm voice in the name of Jesus. If your grace is sufficient for us in our weakness, we pray, Lord Jesus, my God, that you will help us in our weakness. Father, give us the grace to do this parenting in you in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to be good parents. Help us, oh God, to parent our children in a godly manner in the name of the Lord Jesus, my God. Father, may you cause a constant reminder in us, oh God, that we'll be able to refer to our Bible. We'll be able to refer to our Bible in the name of the Lord Jesus. We'll be able to refer to our Bible.
We'll be able to refer to our Bibles in the name of the Lord Jesus, that we'll be able to seek your word to help us in our parenting journey in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our next scripture is in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. I'm going to put it in the chat. Isaiah 8, verse 18. Okay. Bible says that, I'm reading from the Christian Standard Version. Here I am with the children the Lord has given me, to be signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of armies who dwells on Mount Zion. Let me read the King James Version. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm reading from the King James Version. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth on Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Anytime the Bible talks about Mount Zion, thank you, Oba Gift, for joining. Thank you, Miss Martina, for joining. Thank you, Eric G.H., for joining. Thank you, Miss Mills. Thank you, Ambagelia. Sorry if I don't pronounce your name well. Please forgive me. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Anytime the Bible talks about Mount Zion, it's really a big deal. It says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. So if God, the army, the Lord of hosts, who dwelleth on Mount Zion, says to you that, he says what? Here I am with the children the Lord has given me to be signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. The Lord has given us our children. So tonight, we are presenting our children. Those of us who don't have children, our future children, our nieces and our nephew, we are presenting them to the Lord on the Mount of Zion, where God dwelleth. We are reminding God of his covenant. Every child that God has given us has a covenant and a purpose. Every child that God has given you is destined for something peculiar. So tonight, we are praying for all our children, our nephew, our nieces, that any of them, we are presenting them into the hands of the Lord, that word. The ones that God has given us, God has given it to us freely. He has given it to us. People are at the fertility clinic pleading to get children. Bible says that there shall be no barren in my house. So why are people struggling to get children? So if God has been good to you and I to give us children, oh, I pray, my dear brother and sister, that you will never say that this child, you bother me too much. I pray we would not say that. And so tonight, we would ask God to forgive us for all the negative words that we have said on the lives of our children. God should have mercy on us. And then tonight, we are praying again that our children are for signs and wonders. Our children are for signs and wonders. So tonight, every child that God has given you, every niece and nephew, grandchildren that God has given you, tonight, we are praying that God should let their life Let that signs and wonders be made manifest in their life. Let's pray. Our Lord and Master Jesus, my sisters and brothers are before you tonight. We are praying and pleading with heavens to have mercy on us because of the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaketh better than the blood of Abel. We pray in the name of Jesus that, my God, you would forgive us, you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, every word, every negative word that has proceeded from our mouth. We ask you, oh God, to have mercy upon our very soul. Have mercy upon our very soul. Oh, forgive us, Elohim. Forgive us and have mercy upon our very soul. Oh, cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Have mercy on us, oh God. Every negative word that has come out of our mouth concerning our children, our cousins, our nephews, our grandchildren, we pray in the name of Jesus, my God, that you have mercy on us. We cleanse our mouth from today. We will speak positive words in the name of Jesus. As parents, we will speak positive words in the name of Jesus, my God. Tonight we come before you. Every child that you have given us is for signs and wonders. So tonight, we activate that signs and wonders in their life in the name of Jesus. We activate that signs and wonders in their life in the name of Jesus, my God. Father, every step of the way, from now until they get married, from now until they start having their own families, we continue to pray for our children in their academics. Oh God, they are for signs and wonders. We pray for high IQ upon them in the name of Jesus. As young as they may be, as old as they may be, oh, may they shine among their peers in the name of Jesus, my God. We pray for high IQ for them in the name of Jesus. Father, we soak their minds, their brains into your hands, oh God, as Jesus Christ grew in the wisdom of God. We pray in the name of Jesus that our children will grow in the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus, my God. Father, we pray that you reveal yourself unto our children, my God. Father, may you open their eyes to see you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. May they be special among their peers in the name of Jesus. We release your light upon them in the name of Jesus, my God. I pray, Spirit Divine, may your word, oh God, that you have said that our children are for signs and wonders, Father, in their academics, they are going to be wonderful, they are going to be great, they are going to be mighty, they are going to excel, they are going to receive presidential awards in the name of Jesus, my God. They are going to receive these awards in the name of Jesus, my God. I pray, oh God, in their spiritual life, we pray in the name of Jesus, may you use them for your work in the name of Jesus. Father, let the fear of God, oh God, be upon their life in the name of Jesus. We pray socially, my God, that our children, oh God, will be made, will be different because they are for signs and wonders. Father, may they not be a misfit in the society in the name of Jesus. Any bullying, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We pray for confidence for our children, my God. May they not hide their identity in Christ in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that our children would walk with you all the days of their life in the name of Jesus, my God. Father, emotionally, our children are stable in the name of Jesus. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is their strength. Our children are for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus, my God. Father, their destinies are before you, oh God. Let the purpose and plans that you have for them, let them be established in the name of Jesus. Because our children are born for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Our children are born for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray, oh God, take absolute control over their life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Take absolute control over their life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our children are for signs and wonders. We mark our children with the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray, Spirit Divine, wherever that our children may be, we pray for your divine favor upon their life.
Let your grace be sufficient for them in the name of Jesus, my God. Father, we pray, oh God, may the color of their skin not be a hindrance to them in the name of Jesus. May their stature not be a hindrance to them in the name of Jesus. Our children will live happily in the name of Jesus. Our children's emotions will not be disturbed by these social media problems in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our children will use technology in a good way in the name of Jesus. Our children will use technology in a good way in the name of Jesus. Our children will use technology in a good way in the name of Jesus. Our children will use technology in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Spirit Divine, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, our children are for signs and wonders. Our children are for signs and wonders. We speak the blood of Jesus as a covering upon their life in the name of Jesus. Wherever that our children may be, ha, we'll pray, Holy Spirit, that you take absolute control over their life in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you take absolute control over their life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever that they may be, I pray, Spirit Divine, that you take absolute control. Let signs and wonders follow our children in the name of the Lord Jesus. We seal this prayer with the blood of the Lamb in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Our last scripture, we're going to pray Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Matthew 5, 48. That's our last scripture for today. We're praying Matthew 5, verse 48. If you're joining us, we want to say a big welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be perfect, therefore. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Amen. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. In our society, we say there is no one who is perfect. But in the house of the Lord, Matthew chapter 5 verse 48 is telling us that be perfect. Therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So we are confessing, we are declaring upon the lives of our children that in this world, in this era, that children are going wayward, you and I, our children, will be perfect because our Heavenly Father is perfect. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father is perfect. So our children will be perfect. Our offspring will be perfect because our Heavenly Father is perfect. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father is perfect. So every offspring, every heritage, every child that God has given us is indeed a reward. So we are praying, mention the names of your children. We are declaring upon their life that they will be perfect. Any social stigma, any stigmatization on our children, we are praying Matthew 5:48 upon their life that they will be perfect because their Heavenly Father is perfect. We are going to be perfect kids. Our children will be perfect kids. Our children will walk in perfection because the Holy Spirit is going to guide them. He's going to be their counselor in times of need. When they are emotionally disturbed, oh, the Holy Spirit, who is closer to them more than a brother, would be with them. They will be perfect. Our children will be perfect.
perfect. Our children will be perfect. Our children will be perfect. I want you to make declarations with me tonight that your children will be perfect because our Heavenly Father is perfect. We are declaring upon the lives of our children. If you don't have a child right now, your future children, pray for them also. Elohim, we come before your throne of grace. We pray, oh God, committing our children into your hands. We are praying Matthew 5:48 upon their lives. That be perfect, therefore, because your Heavenly Father is perfect. I pray, oh God, for all my nephews, my nieces, that their lives, oh God, will be perfect. I pray, oh God, for all my Sunday school children, that their lives will be perfect in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that is joining us tonight, that their children and their future children will be made perfect because our Heavenly Father is perfect. I declare upon their life that they will be perfect in the name of Jesus. I declare upon their life that they will be perfect in the name of Jesus. I declare upon their life that they will be perfect in the name of Jesus. Elvira, you will be perfect in the name of Jesus. JL, you will be perfect in the name of Jesus. Gideon, you will be perfect in the name of Jesus. Asha, you will be perfect in the name of Jesus. All my Sunday school children will be perfect in the name of Jesus. My nieces and my nephews will be perfect in the name of Jesus. All the future children of everyone on this platform tonight, their children will be perfect in the name of Jesus, my God. I pray that you are a perfect God, so everything around them will be perfect in the name of Jesus. Their spiritual life, their academics, their social life, their emotional life. We pray, oh God, that it will be perfect in the name of Jesus. Father, they will not be a misfit in society. They will be perfect in the name of Jesus. We declare upon their life, Matthew 5:48, that they will be perfect in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our children are perfect. Our family, the children in our families will be perfect. Our grandkids will be perfect. Our nephews and our nieces will be perfect. Our grandkids will be perfect. Our children will be perfect because God is a perfect God. Our Heavenly Father, it's a perfect God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer in the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. And we call it done in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we are grateful unto God for such another powerful session. We thank him so much for all that he has done. Father, we are thanking you this night for your divine grace, for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. This evening, it has been by your grace and mercy that we've been able to gather. We thank you for all the scriptures that we have prayed upon our children. Father, we declare upon their life that every word that has been spoken would be made manifest upon their lives in the name of Jesus. May their destinies be established firmly, because on Christ, the solid rock that we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Our children are perfect. Our children are perfect. The heritage that you have given us is perfect in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us tonight. We want to tell you we are so grateful. On behalf of all the parents in the world, we say, you're doing a good job. Sometimes we fall, but hey, we rise up. Because guess what? God got our back. We can do this parenting business. We can do this because God got our back. He would never leave us hanging. So when we fall, he's going to lift us up. And when we are in need of knowledge, he's going to give it to us. So you and I are going to confess this and tell ourselves that we can do this because God got our back. Hallelujah. I am so grateful that you were able to spend time with us tonight. Until we meet again next time, this is Godly Parenting. And then we want to say thank you so much for joining us. Stay blessed. We love you. We love you. Be safe. And then take care of your health.
take care of your health. If you need a break, please take a break, relax, and then come back and continue your task so that you are not tempted to yell and scream. God got our back. We can do this. Stay blessed. I love you.